seventh parak of Erech and fourth Mishnah. Agiya Yovel Loini Galo Kohan Nichdas Natecha Neisim Es Domer. If Yovel came, was not redeemed, so the Kohen go in. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, they have to pay for it, but after they pay for it, they could keep it. Tivi Rabbi Yehuda, that is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon, Oimer, Nichnosen Avaloi Noisnim. Shimon says that they get control of the property, but they don't have to pay for it. They get to keep it. He says no, they do not get control of it at all. It's considered a field that was its owners have left it. You wait for another yovel. So you have to wait three yovelin before the Kohanim will get this field. According to Rabbi Lez's opinion, the owner has much longer time to redeem it. He holds that if another party redeemed it and did not give it back to the owner, then the Kohanim get it. So, if it got somehow back to the original owner's hands before Yovel, then it's his. If it was left in Hektish, then it's a machlekes whether when Yovel comes, it goes to the Kohanim. According to Rabbi Lezer, the only time the Kohanim will get it was if somebody else redeemed it and was not given back to the owner before Yovel. When Yovel comes, it goes to the Kohanim.